Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India and European Union reaffirm commitment to deepen strategic cooperation in the next generation digital technologies. New Delhi to host second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting on the 31st of this month. Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Shara holds talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Putin assures help to Syria rebuild its battered economy. US President Donald Trump renews threats against Iran over stalled nuclear talks. Latin American leaders call for regional unity in face of increasing political polarization and the US intervention in Venezuela. And in men's cricket, India suffered 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 international at Visakhapatnam. India and European Union have reaffirmed their commitment to deepen strategic cooperation in the next generation digital technologies, including 6G telecommunications, with a focus on security, trust and resilient global supply chains. The Ministry of Communications informed that the commitment was reflected in the leader's statement issued during the visit of European Commission's President Ursula von der Leyen and the EU College of Commissioners to India. During the visit, the leaders underscored the growing importance of advanced and emerging technologies under the India-EU Trade and Technology Council. Further welcoming the collaboration, the ministry underlined enhanced collaboration in areas such as telecommunications, digital infrastructure, and global standards development. It added that the strengthened India-EU partnership in advanced telecommunications reflects a shared commitment to building a trusted, secure, and resilient global digital ecosystem benefiting citizens, industry, and the wider international community. India will host the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting, IAFMM, on the 31st of this month. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. Foreign ministers of the Arab League member states and Arab League Secretary General will participate in the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting. Our correspondent has the details.
This is the first India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting to be hosted by India in New Delhi and will see participation by all 22 Arab countries, by foreign ministers, other ministers, ministers of state and other senior officials and Arab League. India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting is the highest institutional mechanism driving this partnership. It was formalized in March 2002 when India and League of Arab States signed an MOU institutionalizing the process of dialogue. A memorandum of cooperation was signed for the establishment of Arab-India Cooperation Forum during the visit of the then Arab League Secretary General Amr Musa to India in December 2008, which was subsequently revised in 2013 in terms of structural organization. India is an observer to the League of Arab States, which is a pan-Arab body with 22 member states. Suparna Saigya for World News.
India's growing role in the global food economy and its deepening partnership with the UAE were highlighted at the Gulf Food World Economy Summit, where senior government officials and industry leaders discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation across the food and beverage sector. Delivering the keynote address at an India-centric session, Ministry of Food Processing Industries Secretary Avinash Joshi underscored India's emergence as a global food leader with emphasis on value-added food processing, supply chain resilience and expanding collaboration with the UAE. Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Shara met Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin in Moscow. The talks between the two leaders include the sensitive issue of Russia's future military presence in Syria. Mr. Putin emphasized his readiness to help the country rebuild its war-battered economy. He said Russia has supported Syrian government's efforts to restore control over its entire territory, including areas controlled by the Kurds. Since Islamist group led by Ahmed al-Shara overthrew longtime leader Bashar al-Assad, who was a close ally of Russia in December 2024, Moscow has been working to build relations with the new Syrian government. Russia ensured a continued military foothold in the country in order to bolster its influence in West Asia. This is Akashwani. You are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. US President Donald Trump has renewed threats against Iran over stalled nuclear talks, warning that any future strike would be far worse than previous actions. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump has asked Tehran to quickly come to the table for a fair and equitable deal that eliminates nuclear weapons, adding that time is running out. Also referencing earlier strikes on Iran, he said that the next attack would be far worse if Iran does not comply. Responding strongly, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said that the country's armed forces are ready to respond immediately and powerfully to any aggression against its land, air or waters. However, he stressed that Iran seeks a fair and equitable nuclear deal, has never pushed nuclear weapons, and rejects diplomacy through threats or coercion. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told lawmakers that the Trump administration is pursuing a phased strategy in Venezuela focused on immediate stabilization, economic recovery, and an eventual democratic transition. Speaking at a congressional hearing on U.S. policy towards Venezuela, Rubio said Washington's objective is to reach a phase of transition where U.S. is left with a friendly, stable, and prosperous Venezuela.
Where we are left with a friendly, stable, prosperous Venezuela and democratic, in which all elements of society are represented in free and fair elections. By the way, you can have elections. Free, fair, prosperous, and friendly Venezuela. We're not going to get there in 3 weeks. It's going to take some time. And so objective number one was stability.
Mr. Rubio said that the situation under Nicolas Maduro posed a direct risk to the U.S. security interests. Latin American leaders who gathered for a development forum in Panama City yesterday called for regional unity in the face of increasing political polarization and the recent U.S. intervention in Venezuela. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva did not name the United States but refers to the country's recent actions and the resulting political divisions that have caused paralysis in the community of Latin American and Caribbean states. Colombian President Gustavo Petro criticized bombing over Caracas and said former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro should be tried in his own country or by a regional judicial body that he called a Three Americas tribunal. Leaders from Ecuador, Bolivia and Guatemala were also in attendance, as well as Chile's President Jose Antonio Kast. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has warned Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney that his recent public comments against U.S. trade policy could backfire going into the formal review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. This trade deal protects Canada from the heaviest impacts of President Donald Trump's tariffs. Mr. Carney used a high-profile speech last week at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, to condemn economic coercion by great powers on smaller countries, and since then, he has as since sparred with Trump and Bessent about related trade issues. However, Trump on Saturday threatened to impose a 100% tariff on goods imported from Canada over a trade deal Carney is pursuing with Beijing. Amnesty International has issued a sharp warning to Bangladesh's interim government, accusing it of failing to uphold basic human rights and urging immediate corrective action ahead of next month's national elections. In an open letter to Chief Advisor Mohammed Yunus, Amnesty Secretary General Agnes Callamard said the interim administration has fallen short of its mandate to restore public trust, arguing that its conduct so far raises serious doubts about the credibility of the upcoming February 12 polls. Callamard criticized the continued misuse of the Anti-Terrorism Act against journalists and dissenters, describing the arrest of reporters Manjurol Alam Panna and Anis Alamgir in 2025 as arbitrary and politically motivated. And in men's cricket, India suffered a 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 International, the five-match series at Vishakhapatnam last night. Put into bat first, visitors posted 215 runs for 7 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs with the help of Tim Seifert, 62 of 36, and Devon Conway's 44 of 23 balls. In reply, India were bowled out for 165 in 18.4 overs, despite a quick 65 of 23 balls by Shivam Dubey and 39 of 30 balls by Rinku Singh. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and European Union reaffirm commitment to deepen strategic cooperation in the next generation digital technologies. India to host second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting on the 31st of this month. Syria's interim president Ahmad al-Shara holds talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Putin assures help to Syria rebuild its battered economy. US President Donald Trump renews threats against Iran over stalled nuclear talks. Latin American leaders call for regional unity in face of increasing political polarization and US intervention in Venezuela. And in men's cricket, India suffered 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 International at Vishakhapatnam. And that is the end of this news bulletin.